Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you're at home or outdoors, maybe you're at the gym, or maybe you're outside just enjoying your day, or possibly you're in a hospital room. Wherever you are, I am so glad that you tuned in. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So many people today are walking through challenging times, and things can get very difficult and overwhelming. And when we experience those moments, sometimes we might want to give up or give in or throw in the towel. But I want to encourage you today not to do so. I want to encourage you to keep moving forward because you got this. And I know that you are well able. And you might ask, Gwendolyn, why are you so confident? Well, I myself have walked through so many challenging and some difficult seasons in my life, and God used people to speak a word of encouragement to me that literally changed my life, changed my focus, changed my direction, changed my heart posture, and I was able to make it through some tough times when we experienced death in the family, when we experienced financial crisis. God has been faithful, and I want to encourage you today, whatever you're walking through, you can do this thing. You don't give up. You don't need to give up. I believe that if you would just stay the course, that you will see some breakthrough and you will see light at the end of the tunnel. My goodness, today, light at the end of the tunnel. So I am so grateful for each and every one of you that are tuning in to A Voice in the Darkness. Maybe you're here for the first time, or you're a regular subscriber and you get to download every week. Thank you so much if you have been just joining me on a weekly basis. And if you're new, I'm so glad you are here today. And I'm going to dive right in because I'm going to pick up really like on a series. Last week, I talked about preparing for your next. So if you didn't get an opportunity to listen to last week's episode, I'm going to encourage you to go back and you can check it out on iTunes or Google or iHeartRadio or Spotify, Amazon Audible, YouTube, whichever a platform that you can get on. Check it out, download it, subscribe. Last week's episode was called Preparing for Your Next. And I think it's so important that we prepare because there are some great things on the horizon. And when we're talking about this prepare, this week's episode is Prepare Your Heart. This week's episode is entitled Prepare Your Heart. So I'm going to kind of maybe brush over in a broad stroke some of the things that we discussed last week and dive right in to this place where we need to prepare our heart, because some great things are on the horizon, and I do believe preparation is necessary. We understand for anything in life, we need to prepare. If you're in school and you're going to take an exam, you got to prepare. If you're an athlete and you're going to run in a marathon, or if you're in a competition, you need to prepare. No matter what, if you're in a board meeting and you're going to do a presentation, guess what? You need to prepare. Preparation is vital, and I want to encourage you to hear me today that on your journey, while you're walking through some processes, while you're walking through maybe some challenges, I believe that this is an encouraging word for you today, okay? Prepare your heart. When I'm talking about the word prepare, I'm going to define it again. It's to make something ready for use or consideration. Simple. To make ready. Okay, so you're making something ready for use or consideration. And some phrases that goes with prepare is to do the necessary, to get everything set, to lay the groundwork. Those are things that we do that coincides with prepare. It's to do the necessary, to get everything set, to lay the groundwork. And I believe these are things that God is speaking to each of our hearts. If some of you are already in this preparation, Some of you are already is stepping into your next, and you're seeing that all the preparation and the hard work that you did last year and the year before last and your entire life, it's paying off, and you're in that moment right now. But for those of you who are will embark upon this time, or if you're in it, I want to encourage you to continue to get into this place where you are doing what is necessary. You're getting everything set. And you're laying the groundwork, whether you're building your business, whether you are starting a ministry, whether you're preparing for your education or graduation or a certification, no matter what it is, preparing to get married in a relationship, you're going through premarital counseling or coaching, and you're getting yourself together. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad and you got to get your passport and visa and get everything in order. Do those things, because the preparation you will see will find you will find yourself in a very advantageous place in life. It will be favorable for you if you prepare. And I want to talk to you today from the Word of God, which is my favorite book ever. Is the Word of God, the Bible, and it just blesses my heart. It helps me to grow and to see things from God's perspective. And when I'm saying heart, if what I'm saying is it's you. You're a spirit, okay? You have a soul and you live in a body. So you are a spirit being. And when you see people laying in a casket, guess what? You don't see, they're not talking. Their body is just sitting there and it's gonna decay. But the essence of who they are is gone, because we are spirit beings. We have a soul. And what makes up our soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotions, right? That makes up your soul. And guess what? We live and we're housed in a body. And I want to talk to you because the Bible tells us, listen, and this is in Hebrews 4:12, so you can understand there is a difference between your body, your spirit, your soul. And I'm going to read this from the New Living, the New International Version. And this is Hebrews 4:12. It said, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart." Okay, so now we see that the word of God, it says it in another translation, New Living, is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and the spirit. There's a difference between the soul and the spirit, between the joint and the marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So we see that when we say your heart today, I'm talking about the essence of who you are. It's you. You need to guard you. You need to protect you. You need to protect the essence of who you were created to be. And if you can look it up, or later when you get time, go to Proverbs 4:23, a super great proverb. I absolutely love the book of Proverbs. Favorite, one of my favorites in the Word of God is Proverbs. And this one in particular is Proverbs 4:23. And I'm going to read it to you in several translations. It says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Another translation says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Another translation says, guard your heart. Okay. One was keep, one was watch. Now this one is guard your heart with all diligence. From it flow the springs of life. So in one translation, it says keep it. Another says watch over it. Another one says guard it. Guard your heart. Guard who you are. Guard every place of you where out of it is going to flow. Listen, life flows from who you are, your being. And we have to guard our heart and prepare our heart like never before in this season. We can't allow doubt and unbelief and bitterness and unforgiveness and fear and all of these things to get deep within our hearts, because it's going to clog things up and you're not going to have this free flow of life coming out of you. And when God is speaking to you to do things, you won't be able to. Why? Because your heart is not in a right place. Your heart is not feasting on the word. And the word, listen, it's quick and it's powerful, right? That's Hebrews 4:12. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides asunder the soul from the spirit, from the soul from the heart. We got to feast on the word of God. We got to eat it every day, because it'll wash over us. It'll deal with the fears, the insecurities, the doubt, the unbelief, the anger. Come on, anger. Maybe you're frustrated and angry at somebody. Well, today, make a decision, make a choice to get your heart ready. Prepare your heart and guard your heart from unforgiveness. Choose to release people. It doesn't necessarily mean that you got to be back in this deep relationship with them, but it does mean that you can release them and you don't have to carry that heaviness in your heart. But you can have, listen to me, good, healthy boundaries, because you know what? You release them and you're moving on. You're moving forward. You're not carrying that person in the spirit like a weight on your back, but you cut yourself free from them. You're free to love and to be all that God has called you to be. And this is how we prepare our hearts, okay? We need to prepare our hearts in this next season, because the things that lay before you, well, listen to me, a lot of what I'm saying is going to pertain to the majority of the people I'm talking to, if not all. But in this next, you got to connect and do things with people. You got to collaborate. Maybe it's a business partner. Maybe you're coming into a relationship. Maybe it's your family, your children. Maybe it's a parent or a professor that you got to do a business with or a ministry with, or come into a covenant with or a merger. Listen, you got to have these things in your heart dealt with, because if you're dealing with insecurity and you're dealing with jealousy and envy and mistrust and fear, listen, you will not be prepared to do and to conquer in this next phase and season in life. Okay. So I do believe that this passage is saying, what it's saying is so true. We got to keep our heart with all diligence. We have to watch over our heart with all diligence. And listen, we have to guard our heart. That's the Legacy Standard Bible. We have to guard our heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Life flows from us. Okay. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I can choose to speak life, and I can feast on the word of God, and then out of me will come great things. Or I could believe and look at the news and watch everything negative and murmur and complain. And guess what? That's not guarding my heart. Okay? That's not guarding my heart. And I really believe that this next season, all of the preparation where we've been preparing our hearts, we've been doing what's necessary. We've been getting everything set. We've been laying the groundwork of the soil in our hearts. I'm telling you, all those seeds that have been planted in your life, it's going to spring forth, it's going to grow, and you're going to see a harvest and a bumper crop like you've never seen before in this next season. Let me speak to you on this last passage, and it's Luke chapter 12. Absolutely great passage. And I'm going to read 35 and 36, and I'm going to connect this together for us. It says, be dressed for service. This is the New Living Translation. It says, be dressed for service. Keep your lamps burning as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then, listen, you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. And I think that's so relevant for us today, because you may say, how does this scripture relay? Well, if you're a believer, yes, the Lord knocked at our hearts and we said yes. But beyond that, it's not just one time he's knocking. He's knocking other times. Listen, maybe the second knock is a knock for you to maybe give up some things that was not profitable in your life. That has nothing to do with salvation. It has everything to do with abundant life. And he's knocking at your heart to release people of debt, of any heaviness, unforgiveness or bitterness, or he's telling you to let go of the fear and anxiety and the worry. He knocks at our hearts to say, why don't you be a blessing to someone? Why don't you give this? Why don't you share? Why don't you speak a word of life to someone? Yes, he's knocking at the door of our hearts. And it says here, Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning as though you are waiting. Listen for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then, listen, only then will you be ready. That's what we're talking about. Prepare to make something ready. Listen, for use or for consideration. It says then you will be ready to open the door. The door for what? The door of your next opportunity, the next door you walk through. You'll let him in the moment he arrives and when he knocks. There are situations that are going to show up in your life. Will you be ready for these great opportunities? Will you be ready when the time comes and the Lord asks you, listen, to be continue to build that business or start that school or write that curriculum or write that song or venture out or travel here. Listen, are you ready? Are you in a position? Did you get your finances in order? Are you out of debt? Now, there are things that you say, well, I can't get out of debt. No, but there are some things you can do to get your financial portfolio together. Simple things. Maybe cutting back on something that you're spending that's not needful. And you say, you know what, I'm not going to get this for the next 6 months. And you see that you save on something little, right? And then putting that money that you were using, maybe not wise, to pay on something else. And then you see that little change has brought the adjustment for something great that's about to come forth in your life. I believe it's time to prepare your heart. If you're listening to me today, it's time to prepare your heart, your mind, to prepare your spirit man for every good thing that's about to happen. Yes, I'm saying good. Because listen, unfortunate times will happen and disappointments will happen to each and every one of us if you're living. I don't have to speak doom and gloom to know that we're going to have some hard times. But sometimes we don't believe that good could ever happen. And I'm telling you, get ready. Get ready, prepare your heart for the next great things that are coming for your family, in your marriage, in your business, in your finances, in your health, okay? It's just a great season and it is time, listen, to prepare your heart. It's time to prepare your heart. And I am so glad that you got the opportunity to tune in to hear this episode. I would love for you to please rate it, comment, share, like, subscribe, download. Would love for you to do that. You can find me on Spotify, Amazon Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, YouTube, CastBox, and any other major platform. Would so love for you to check this podcast out and share it with someone else. And if you want to, you know, get in contact with me, feel free. You can locate me on Instagram or Facebook, A Voice in the Darkness. You can find me there. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. So until next time, I'm Gwendolyn Forte with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.